What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us tonight and every fourth Tuesday of the month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best with Angel Talk Tuesday, as a psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Catherine Glass, and Maggie Chula allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. Archives can be found on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker's Best of the Best. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. Be sure to register at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be included in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive? Welcome, welcome everyone. Our topic today is spiritual cleansing. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, psychic angel channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified Casa guide for the John of God experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And you can find all three of us over at www.bestamericanpsychics.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted the fourth Tuesday of every month. And we'd like to welcome Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Would you like to introduce yourself and anything you're promoting this month?
Yes. My name is Maggie Chula, and I am a spiritual mentor, a medical intuitive, a channel and voice for the master teachers of the Akasha. My work is primarily done through channeling, and I have a radio show that I do every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that's what I'd like to promote.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Catherine is unable to join us this week. She is off flitting about the countryside hosting gallery events. Maggie, do you remember where is she in California?
She's in California.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting. So exciting. Yes. The life of a rock star. And be sure to register for this show every month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. And we did pull a couple names for our readings this month. We have Kathy and Dawn, who we will be reading for at the end of our show. So stay tuned for their psychic messages at the end of our show today. And you are invited to join us for our next John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat coming up January 25th through February 6th of 2016. An amazing experience awaits you and 10 new friends. I just returned from my first CASA retreat as a CASA guide, and it was an amazing experience, and I can't wait to get back. Absolutely, absolutely. So if you're interested in a transformational spiritual healing, it really is a life-changing experience. And I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron, who has come to help you connect with your own angelic team. Just being in this angelic vibrational frequency today will help you open up your own channels of communication with your own angels. The first step is to be open and willing to receive. So are you ready? Just say yes, and we will begin. And we will start with our singing bowl to clear out any negative energy. So go ahead and plant your feet firmly on the ground and just take in a nice deep breath. And taking a moment to call in your spiritual council, your guardian angels, any loved ones that have passed, any spirit guides, and any totem animals that might be with you. Just feel their love and support as we open up to receive. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here today on this spiritual cleansing, spiritual journey. Helping you to open up to receive, opening up to tune in and connect with your deeper wisdom, your higher self, who is with you always and ever. Your higher self is like a compass, helping you to tune in to the vibrational frequency of your soul. Helping you to expand into higher levels of wisdom and knowledge. You are no longer limited within your physical self, your 3D dimension. You now have many resources available to you for expansion of your learning. Most of you who have been called here to join us today in this frequency have been called to a higher order. The time is now. You are ready. There is nothing more that you need to learn or to do before you begin. This is crucial that you understand this information, as oftentimes your learning takes on the form of self-sabotage and detainment of your life's mission. So you jump from school to school and certification to certification, preparing preparing, until you are over-prepared. And so we would gently stand behind you and give you a little push or a swift kick to get you moving in the direction. Because we are here standing strong, firm, and grounded, we are your safety net. There is no fear, no reason to fear. You are guided and guarded in infinite, endless ways, in infinite, endless dimensions of time and space. There is nothing you could ever do wrong. There is only action and reaction and experiences. And so we come today to join you, to open up and allow a spiritual cleansing to occur. And as you stand brilliant and magnificent within your newfound freedom, we invite you to imagine your heart opening and your crown chakra opening, and your third eye opening, and your throat chakra opening, and your high heart chakra and your heart chakra opening, and your sacral chakra opening, and your stomach chakra and your root chakra opening. And feel an infusion of energy moving in, like a beautiful sacred waterfall. Cleansing, clearing, and releasing the dense vibrational patterns that often occur when you are interacting with other humans. So imagine clearing out their lower dense frequencies from your aura. Any words or any thought patterns that are not in alignment with your highest good are now being removed. And now imagine a beautiful salve coming in through your crown chakra, moving on down throughout your body. And this salve is gently easing any thorns, any loose wires, any jagged edges, any toxins or poisons are being neutralized and eradicated with this salve. And so now imagine a beautiful Casa Blue coming down from the heavens, tuning in and connecting with all that is good and wonderful, and allowing that energy now to move down, all the way down into your body, assimilating, absorbing, and transitioning to the higher frequencies of love and light, releasing all issues related to ego, all issues related to judgments, attachments, resistance. And now imagine the veil lifting and being able to see clearly your spiritual counsel. The angels that surround you daily. And being able to hear clearly their guidance, their words. Being able to feel their love, their compassion, their desire to assist you. And now feel the safety net that surrounds your entire being. A beautiful safety net that is guiding and guarding. Always. And within this space, feel your energy rise up within you, feeling bold, empowered, and courageous, almost like a warrior who is come here to serve a divine mission, a divine mission that is now unfolding, and imagine taking the first step, feeling confident, proud, and secure. Trusting and knowing that you are on a divine path of service to God. And as you stand strongly and securely within this knowing, this place of purpose and passion. All is revealed. The unknown is made known. And the way is lighted or lit. There are many changes that are occurring within your earth space dimension, and the frequencies are adjusting daily. Some days are easier than others, but know that we are always with you, helping you to align daily to the new vibrational frequencies. And if you are feeling overwhelmed or as if things are moving too fast within your sphere, you need only ask for things to slow down, and they will. Or if you are feeling you are ready to move into a faster occurrence, You need only ask for things to speed up. Ascending, ascending, ascending. It is much like an elevator. Ascend, descend, or pause. As you reach each level, you may experience a detoxing of your physical body. We would just like to point out that this is a natural occurrence. As Julie is feeling a bit overwhelmed with physical issues that have been occurring all year long, colds and sinuses and physical tiredness. These are all common detoxing symptoms that you may experience in your physical body as you adjust to the new dimension of higher vibrational frequencies. So rest as you need to rest. Do not push yourself. Declutter as much as you are able. And trust and know that soon you will feel healthy and whole, glittering and golden beyond belief. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
Thank you, dear Metatron, and thank you, Julie. And now I just take a moment. Mother, Father, God, Creator of all that is, I request my channel be open, that I am able to clearly bring forth a message from one of the master teachers of the Akasha to help us in our understanding of spiritual cleansing and release. My dear, beautiful children, I am Mother Mary, and I am so happy to be here on this channel. I am so happy to be here with my dear Lord Metatron. I am so happy to be here with all of the beings who are with us. Those of you who are listening to these words, I want you to feel my vibration as I send my love out to you. Please hear us now. What we are sharing is anyone who can hear this is on that plane of ascension, and you have been drawn to these messages to help you know this is a real action that is taking place. Be joyful, dear ones, for we have all been preparing for this. Be joyful and look towards the heavens to help you in this work you are here doing on the earth. Know this, that there are many, many changes taking place both in the physical form and in your spiritual form. And these changes that are taking place will and do affect your emotions. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the messages that are being bombarded to you through all of the ways of communication you have opened up to, know that we are requesting that you take a time out. Not all day, not for a week, but regularly. Regularly. What we see happening is you are plugging in to the light, but you are also plugging in to the communications all around you. You see, as you open up and expand in this vibrational essence, you are opening up your sensitive natures to an even higher level. And that's a wonderful thing. Opening up your heart and sharing your loving vibration. Opening up and sharing with yourself love, compassion, healing thoughts. But all of this that you are doing, all of this that you wish to do, and everything that is coming at you from your televisions, from the radios, from your media, all of that is too much for you right now as you open up your sensitive natures. Do you see? As you open up, you are absorbing the meanings behind the words that everyone is sharing. You are getting more and more in tune with another aspect of your divine being. And that can be confusing. For now you are listening to those around you, but you are hearing from another level. So the words they are sharing do not match at times the heart intent. And so confusion begins to start. You are opening up, please, dear Lord, let me hear the truth. Let me know the truth. And when it comes to you, then you don't know. Is that the truth? It doesn't match what they say. But so many people don't. So is it the truth? Here is what we would clearly share. The truth will mean you feel in alignment, you feel comforted, you get a sense of clarity, and you know you're fine. You're being held in the hands of God with the wings of the angels, with the very heavens that surround you. That is the truth. How you interact with others changes. How they interact with you changes. There is no the truth there, for you are all unique. There is a truth for you. And more, you are being directed, challenged to tune in again to your intuition, to listen to your own heart share with you, does this feel comforting to me? This person that has been in my life, who is sharing time with me now, Can I feel comforted by that? Or do I feel a need to put some shields up so I can be with them? For that very well could be happening right now to you. So the cleansing that needs to take place is something that happens on a regular basis. We will no longer share with you. Do it in the morning and you will be cleansed for the day. It may be it needs to happen several times throughout the day for you to remain clearly connected to the light and wisdom of your soul, to the light and wisdom of your truth. And cleansing is needed right now for your mind, for your energy, for your body. For if you could see this from a higher vibrational aspect, the world is moving forward into a lighter vibration. Your earth is moving forward into a lighter, higher vibration. You as a being living on this earth are moving also into a higher vibrational energy. And as you do that, it will cause things that no longer serve you to be brought to your attention. Not to challenge who you are, not to cause you distress, but to help you clearly decide, do I choose to give my energy and my time to this way of living, to supporting this habit of mine, to being in this state of oneness with this person? These questions are being asked, are being shared with you, because it's an accounting. It is a time of reckoning. As you embrace the light vibrations of the source of all that is, and you move and bring more of your vibrational essence of your soul into your body, into your work, into your day, can you also support this habit, this belief, this person? Or is it time to say, enough. I feel done. I feel done. That is happening. It is happening to your beloved earth. It is happening to the people around you. And I assure you, each and every person listening, it is happening to you. For we are all traveling in this expansive time together. It is happening to my brothers and sisters. We are being asked, do you wish to continue with this? Helping to keep this sacred channel, this sacred energy here. And some who have been here for a while, it is time for them to go. Move. It is time for you to grow also. Yes, that happens. Even without a body, you change and grow. What a magnificent thing to know, isn't it? that you are ever expanding, ever, ever growing beings and channels of light. We support you and we love you, and we will hold the vibration of light here for you. But some of the guardian angels, some of the master teachers, and some of your friends and family will be leaving your awareness. For we are all going more in alignment with the vibrational energies of our sacred soul tribes, families. It was always moving towards this time, and we have been in this space for a while. We've shared that. We've wanted you to hear it. But now, since there is no going back, nor would you want to if you actually paid attention to your heart's intent. Move forward with us now. Move forward for yourself. Grow in this light. Grow in your connection to who you truly are, and know that the Father God is with you, that the Divine Mother is with you. I am with you. My brother, Lord Metatron, is with you. We are all here supporting you, supporting your growth. We will stay here for you, whoever you pray to, whoever you are aligned with. Open up your heart, sense that soul connection, and move towards your heavenly light with grace, with love, with ease, and with joy. Let's bring the new world here into our now. Be with us, for we are here with you, my dear ones.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much. That was just amazing. Oh, I have to say, you know, at the end when Metatron was talking about the physical issues, I just got hit with another cold when I came back from Brazil, and this time I have a sore throat. It's like, seriously, I can't even remember in my whole lifetime, probably the first year I was teaching, being this sick. I just, yeah, probably cold number 5.
Remember, I started this year off with, I was one of the people who had, that crazy flu.
Yes, yes.
It shocked me. It hit me so quickly. But I'm pleased to say that's that has left.
You're lucky. I never got hit as hard as you did with that flu, but I have gotten all these surface things, you know, the cold and the sniffles and the watery eyes and the burning nose. It's like, you know, maybe that thing you got would have been easier just to do it and get it over with and be clean the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Right.
I'm clean the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I know that it is detoxing, absolutely. Yeah. But for a lot of people out there, I know my daughter's been sick a lot, and you know our whole family. Like I said, we just haven't been this sick in ages, and I think that the earth is just going through this spiritual cleansing, the detoxing, and stuff keeps coming up, and it's like another level, another layer of cleansing and clearing it out, which is part of the more challenging work.
Yes. Well, don't you also, when you go to see John of God, Didn't you say there were special herbs and things that he suggests to people for when they are going through these ascension processes?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is
So
there anything you could share with us that?
I've got a batch. Everyone is prescribed passiflora, and so it's the same herb that everyone's given. But when you pass before Medium Joao, with your issue or whatever, he typically or eventually, prescribes these herbs. And so the passiflora is infused with a special healing that you need specifically for your own body.
Oh.
But one thing that I was actually given direction during meditation in the current room. A current room is just a beautiful space where it's like a church. You just sit and you pray amongst many, many people. And it's in the same space that Medium Joao was doing the healing. So the vibration is incredibly high, and you hold the vibration for the healing, and then you pray for all these people. And so during the current, I was told to, because I took many photos and many letters or names of people to the current room with me and anywhere I went when I was there. And I was told to tell the people that after you have a spiritual intervention, and we did two of those when I was down there, to especially for the many people on my free healing list, because I had over 1,000 names. So
Wow.
certainly everybody didn't sign up to receive the herbs. So for in lieu of the herbs, what I was being shown to do is to invite everyone to put out a glass of water, like a shot glass actually. So just a small glass, a couple ounces of water by your bedside at night. And then invite, and whoever you work with, if you have a spiritual council, if you've been connected to the entities at the CASA, I call them the CASA entities, or your spiritual council, God, whoever, and invite them to infuse that water with healing that you need for your own physical being, spiritual, mental, emotional, whatever it is that you desire. And then in the morning, thank God, thank the entities for the healing, and drink the water. And if you're familiar with a movie called Astral City or No Solar, they explain like the different levels of heaven. And one of the first levels that you come into, especially if you've kind of not led a good life here on earth, and prayers have helped move you into this first level of heaven. It just shows, we come in to the first level kind of beat up. Our, physical cells, our auras, experiencing that human condition is pretty taxing. And so they just show in that video the power of water, and that water is one of the mainstays that they use for the spiritual cleansing, the spiritual healing, and how it is infused with a special energy when it's prayed over and when it's asked for that blessing, and how that can be absorbed into our body to facilitate our own personal healing. So it was pretty cool.
Right. I have read quite a few of the studies of Dr. Emoto.
Yes.
Did the study with water, and
Right.
if you ever look at any of his pictures of the water crystals, the ones that have been prayed over are mesmerizing. They're so sparkly, and the ones that have actually been have negative vibrations, just thought into them, it will change the way you talk to yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I know that was life-changing for me, his work.
Yes.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move into our free readings, Maggie. And
Yes.
our first one is from Catherine, or Kathy, excuse me. Her question is, a former love has recently re-entered my life. Will this relationship evolve into something more permanent? If so, what does the time frame look like? And so I'm just going to pull a romance card and check the chart here quickly. And the romance card that comes up for you, Kathy, is stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. So I'm definitely seeing some potential for this former love. I'm seeing that he's kind of in a different place in his life. There's some maturity that's occurred there. I'm still seeing that there might be a few bumps or roadblocks that you'll need to pass through in order for this relationship to really work, but that it is absolutely possible. So I'm just going to check the chart for you quickly here for time frame, and we're going to start with weeks, and we're just going to ask how many weeks before this romance, this reignited romance, gets rolling and off the ground. And I'll let you know when the pendulum stops swinging. Looks like it's more than a month, so we're just going to check months. How many months before this romance really gets rolling strong? All right, it does look like it's about the 4 to 6 week mark.
And I do things a little differently because I'm trying to think of, like, what is she doing the pendulum over? But as I just let go of that and I look at this vibration of the question and of you, Kathy, I am seeing that there have been some shifts in your energy and in your way of thinking that will allow you to bring in a strong partner, a strong partnership with someone. I'm not getting clearly who this someone is because the guidance that I am lining with, they want you to know that there's something that has shifted within your heart that is allowing you now to have more compassion and understanding of another, that there was some judgment in your heart that caused issues in this past relationship. Now, also, when we look at the man involved, he has had heart shifts also. So, so to wrap that up, I would say, yes, there is definitely love coming, that you're ready. I wouldn't say that there's love coming to you so much as you are ready to open up to receiving love.
Beautiful.
And so is this person you are talking about. But I'm not getting a real clear that the two of you together, and that be, could be because as you're saying, Julie, it's I don't sense it's today.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I still see there's like a roadblock or a couple bumps that need to be worked through there. But yeah, it could go either way. Depends on how much you want it. Okay, let's move on to Dawn. Dawn's question is, what do you foresee in my future for my next career move? And so I'm just going to pull a life purpose card and see if anything comes up there. The card that comes in, Dawn, is body work. Your life purpose involves body work, such as massage therapy, energy healing, physical therapy, or exercise training. And any thoughts, Maggie?
Yeah, the thought is how that's interesting that you pulled that card because they were showing me that she's going to be bringing more energy in and it will be flowing through her to people. So I would be in alignment with the fact that that has to do with working with your hands, helping people through their energy, like a massage or a hands-on healer, and that you've shied away from that. It feels like you've kept yourself separate from the energy you feel is flowing through you. And now Raphael, Archangel Raphael, is saying you need to move more into alignment with the fact that you can help people by either holding their hands and just sharing a sacred moment with them or helping bring the energy of love and abundance, compassion to other people.
Beautiful. I love that. Love that. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening so much today. Be sure to tune in the fourth Tuesday of every month for Angel Talk Tuesday. If you missed the live show, be sure to listen to the archives at iHeartRadio under Shea Parker Best of the Best. We'd love to have you join our inner circle. Simply go over to www.juliegeigel.com for more information. And Maggie also has a wonderful membership program on her site at maggiechula.com. Thank you again, Maggie, for joining us tonight. And please remind us again how we can find you and anything else you'd like to share with us.
Yes, you can find me at maggiechula.com. I am at Maggie Chula. That's my business page on Facebook. And I wanted to remind people, because I forgot, that I do vibrational healing attunements during the full moon. So the next one will be May 4th. They've been incredible. Either Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, they love to be there for these attunements. So if you're feeling a desire, please join us. You can go to my website and find out more, maggiechula.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Julie.
Beautiful. Thank you. Also, be sure to register for this show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers helping you to connect with your angelic team.